Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Barbershop Talk Radio. I'm your host, Young Slim, and Kim is over there.
Oh,
thank you. All right, there's Kim. And today we're going to do like a little special thing. We're not, you know, I mean, we haven't done it. We've been doing football season four, but now we're going to do Game of Thrones. Yes, 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 Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones is back. Game of Thrones is here. Tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken, I believe it's 9 o'clock. Is it 9 o'clock tomorrow?
Yes.
9 o'clock tomorrow, Sunday. Game of Thrones will be back. Yes, after two-year hiatus. Would you say hiatus? Yeah. It's been gone for two years.
It's been in production.
And I'm hearing a lot of good things, you know.
It's only six episodes.
The last season, only six episodes. And they're only going to do, the first two episodes are 60 minutes. I don't know why. Some people think that it's going to be, they're like, oh, I heard it's going to be movie length. Like, no, they're not movie length episodes. The first two episodes are 60 minutes. That's a fact. And I believe the last four episodes will be 90 minutes, if I'm not mistaken. So, 60 minutes, 90 minutes. And then we can say goodbye to our beloved, yes, I say our beloved Game of Thrones. I can't believe it's almost here. I can't believe it's almost over at the same time. It's like, it's here, but yet, I don't want it to end. Plus, it's been 2 years. 2 years that it's been gone. So, I just, I can't wait, but at the same time, I'm sad to see it go. Question is going to be, well, not really question, but their thoughts, you know, what I wanted thoughts from everybody. Shit, hold up. Let me go back. Oh, God, I'm so unprepared.
Yeah,
oh, that
you are.
Motherfucking guy.
Like, come on, let's go.
Yeah,
you're not
yeah.
even ready.
I'm ready. Way, way more ready. All right. Who do you think should sit on the Iron Throne is one. Like, when it's all said and done, who deserves to be on the Iron Throne? And
what if they throw a wrench into it and neither it's not Daenerys, Jon, or Cersei? What if it's like Jaime or Tyrion or Arya? Because Game of Thrones is known to do that.
Yo, it can happen. That's the beauty about this next episode. This next season is nobody knows what's going to happen. Nobody
yeah.
knows. It's beyond the book. You can't
predict
it. It's no predictions. It's beyond what anyone could possibly imagine.
They're not going to do what everybody expects them to do. They never do.
So I'll say that again. I will say that again. Who do you think deserves, or who do you think is going to end up on the Iron Throne? And you know, a lot of people think everyone's going to die. A lot of people are going to die. So I see it like this. Pick one character who you think will survive the whole thing. One character who you think is going to survive the whole entire thing. Not die, because a lot of people have a high death prediction. But who do you think is going to survive? You know, I don't even know who you think is going to do it, but I know who I think.
Arya.
That's an easy one. I definitely think Arya's going to survive. So if anybody wants to say Arya on that one, no Arya picks, because Arya's definitely going to survive. After
you
the
said
hell,
anybody, now you're going to say, now you're going to limit it.
All right. If Arya's your pick, that's all right. Use a little imagination, okay? All right.
What? Well, and you have your obvious ones, like Cersei. Dead.
Well,
Jaime's dead.
Yeah.
Tyrion.
You think Jaime's gonna die?
Yeah.
I don't think Jaime's gonna die.
You don't think anybody's gonna die?
I don't think Jaime's gonna die.
I think there's gonna be more deaths than you think.
I think if there's a higher percentage of that Tyrion's gonna die before Jaime.
I don't know. You know better than me. I think you've read every prediction or listen to every prediction. Anything anybody's had to say about Game of Thrones, I think you've listened to it.
Yeah, for the most part. For the most part.
I haven't watched Game of Thrones since 2 years ago when it was on the air.
You haven't watched it? You didn't watch last season?
Right now, when it's on TV.
That's
what I'm saying. 2 years ago when it was on the air, is the last I watched it, and then just now.
Oh, you know, me either.
Yeah, right. You watch it every day.
Well, I still watch it still every day, but still at the same time, like, it hasn't been on in 2 years. So, come on, let's take a call. Take that call right there.
This?
No. No, nice one. Yo, welcome to Barbershop Talk Radio. Yeah, you there?
Who is it, me, Lavette?
Yes, it's you. It's you.
Hi. Hello.
What is up? How you been? Let's get it on. Let's talk some Thrones.
Oh, yeah, I am very, very excited. Thank you for having me.
No, thank you for coming on. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Now.
So what are we getting into? Where are we?
We're getting into. All right. First, I want to see who you think will survive. Give me, like, out of all the characters, you know, you see where we're at right now at the end of this, at the end of the series, the Night King brings on the wall. Who do you think will survive throughout the whole season?
I think Arya will survive. I think she's going to survive because she's a survivor. That's all she's done from the beginning. So I think it's a given that she will survive. And I think Sam is going to survive. Sam has to survive. He has to be in the new world.
Yes, Sam. I agree with you there. Both people. I mean,
and
Sam
has everything.
I forgot about Sam.
Yeah. Sam knows more than anybody. Sam is the new, he's going to be the one that's going to carry on everything that happened. So he's the historian. He's
going to be the one that writes down exactly what happened during this whole Night King attack. I agree with you with that one.
Arya. Think about it. Sam has been one person that has been everywhere, just about at every major development. He was out. He was above the wall. So he knows things that a lot of other people don't know. He's seen things that others haven't seen. Right.
Yes. Well, you know what? At first, from the beginning, I was kind of like, Sam. I was kind of bored with Sam's storyline for a while, but Sam has definitely grown on.
John turned him into a man. He's not a baby boy anymore.
I feel like Sam's journey has turned himself into a man. You know, he finally stood up to his father.
Yeah.
He realized that, first of all, he shouldn't have been at the wall in the first place. All right. His dad was just a dick.
He was cruel.
Cruel, evil man. Treated him like crap. Sent him to the wall just because he wasn't what he expected him to be, but he was still a strong character. Sam is one of the stronger characters in his own right in a different way.
He is now, but remember, he wasn't.
No, he wasn't. He was a coward.
He wasn't for 2 minutes. Like, it didn't take him long to turn it around, though. And that's what's even more remarkable about him. And I was watching the episode where Sam brought home his girlfriend and the baby.
Gilly.
And how the father was talking so mean and, like, demeaning and just, you know, basically calling him fat, shaming him. And you know what I mean? And how his girl stood up for him. And she was like, he's seen this, and he killed the man, and he did this. Sam,
he killed a White Walker.
Sam made a name for himself. And he grew on everyone's heart, I think.
Sam the Slayer.
He took back his
Sam
power.
Yep, Slayer.
It didn't take long.
Okay. I agree with Sam. What do you think?
Yeah, I think Sam.
You think Sam survives?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Sam survives, too.
I forgot about Sam, but I definitely think he survives.
I think Arya and Sam are definitely probably almost 100% guaranteed to survive.
I wouldn't be surprised if Theon survives now through the whole thing.
Theon? I still can't believe Theon's still alive.
What if him and Sansa end up having a baby?
No. Yeah. He got his dick cut off.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I wouldn't be surprised if they get together.
Nah.
They end up falling in love.
All right, now, Who do you think deserves to be on the Iron Throne?
Are you asking me?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I think Daenerys Targaryen, Mother of Dragons, should be on the Iron Throne. And I know Mara hates this.
No!
Answer, but it's
no!
The Mother of Dragons. Oh, I love that. Yeah, the Mother of Dragons. She belongs there.
You think she's going to survive and actually make it to the Iron Throne?
Lamar. Am I supposed to call you Mark? Or Lamar?
Yeah, call me whatever. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No, she's going to, because she's going to have Jon Snow's baby. So she has to be on the throne.
So, what about Jon Snow? What about Jon Snow?
Why can't they do it together?
I'm not saying that he's not going to be alive. I'm saying who belongs on the Iron Throne. And all right, so you want me to tell you my reasons why?
Yeah, I want to hear
this. So this is I have multiple reasons why. The Targaryens ruled Westeros for 300 years. Until the Baratheons came and usurped the throne.
Uh-huh.
300 years they ruled. They've only been ruling, the Baratheons only ruled, I think it was, 15, 20 some years? Not even.
Yeah, since him and Cersei were married. Yeah.
Right. So, and the other part is this. They killed their entire family. Like, that's not how thrones are taken. Or is it? I don't know. Maybe. But they murdered the children. They murdered every single Targaryen, anyone that even related to the Targaryens. The Marcells, they killed their sister.
Her killed her
right.
Children.
So,
you killed her. You murdered her.
Yes,
you raped her.
Yeah. So much blood on their hands. That's not how you do things, okay? And I know the Mad King was losing his shit. But there was a way to handle it, and it wasn't by doing what they did. Right?
Well, the king could not stay in power. He could not stay in power after all the he couldn't do it. They couldn't keep him in power. The Mad King had to be removed.
And that's what his son, I cannot remember his name off the top of my head.
Rhaegar.
That's what his son was, huh?
Rhaegar Targaryen. Daenerys' brother and Jon Snow's father.
He was trying to gather all of them together to come up with a plan to get their father off of the throne. So he was doing the right thing.
Yes.
Okay. So that's my first reason why Daenerys should go, because it should go back to Targaryen, because it was taken badly. It was a bad thing. Second was the three ways to defeat the White Walkers are connected to Valyria. The Targaryens are connected to Valyria. You have fire, which that is a symbolism of the Targaryens with the dragons. They have three dragons now. You have dragon glass. Well, two. I'm thinking from the beginning on exactly how it all came about. But you have your dragon glass, which is found where? On Dragonstone. Okay?
Go ahead.
And you have Valyrian steel. The three ways to defeat the White Walkers are in the hands of the Targaryens. That's why Daenerys deserves it. If you can come up with a better logical argument, I'll listen to you. Other than that, I don't want to hear it.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
You don't think if the Lannisters would have got into if the Lannisters would have got in there, that they wouldn't have killed all those kids and everyone else inside too to get to the throne?
They
you don't
had
think
to
the
do
Lannisters
would
have done the same thing?
Go ahead, Kim.
Yeah, when they were trying to get the Lannisters off the
throne.
When they were trying to get the Lannisters off the throne, you don't think they would have killed everybody inside there too?
Yeah.
They would have killed all the kids and everyone too to get to that throne.
Exactly. But you do know the Lannisters had a hand in how it all went down too.
Yeah. They dictated
I mean,
basically the winning.
I mean,
they didn't jump into it until the winning side. So,
and Jamie Lannister is the one that killed the Mad King. So, you know, Robert Baratheon usurped the throne, but Jamie Lannister killed him. So, of course, yes, everyone's hands are dirty in this whole thing. Everyone.
But you got to still understand that the Mad King asked for this. And Rhaegar did as well. You can't take a woman that was betrothed to someone else and expect nothing to happen. He wasn't supposed to take Lyanna Stark. He took Lyanna Stark. They fell in love, regardless if she
did
loved him or not.
Her, or did she go with him, Lamar? She
but it's still
him.
At the same time, you can't do that.
That's the story. That's the propaganda that they tell you, okay?
If you're promised to somebody else.
She started flirting with him. You do know that, right?
Yeah. At the 20th,
Exactly. So you can't say he took her. He didn't take her. She went with him willingly. In fact, she started fucking with him.
But you can't. That's on her as well, but it's still also on him. He knew he was already married. He was married to the girl from Dorne.
He did a bad thing.
The Targaryens asked for what happened to them, and Robert Baratheon just was executing justice.
You think so?
Yeah. Yes. And not to mention, the throne really isn't even theirs. The Targaryens really have no. That's how the Targaryens got the throne. They basically took. They seized and conquered the Seven Kingdoms.
Yeah.
And they had dragons. Just like they said when Rob spoke his name, King of the North, it was the dragons that they bowed to. That's the reason why they let the Targaryens rule. But once the dragons were gone, we'd have no reason to bow to them anymore, especially when the king is mad. So
we're talking about the question was who should be on the throne. So if you can't give a direct line to who should rightfully be on the throne. But from the point where everything happened, I mean, you want to go back 300 years before this?
No. I'm talking about right now, in modern day.
Who do you think should be on the throne right now?
Right now, honestly, I'm going to applaud myself for this one. I'm going to say it. I'm going with Stannis.
Give me Stannis.
I want Stannis. Stannis Baratheon. I want Stannis.
Stannis, yo, you ride so hard on Stannis, and I don't know why.
I love Stannis.
Stannis murdered his kid, yo. He's a baby killer.
His little girl.
That's what I hated. After that, that's when I started. That's when I stopped feeling Stannis. But until then, I was feeling Stannis.
It makes me question you. It makes me question you, Lamar, when you do things like that. I look at you sideways hard.
Oh, God, no. Come on. Stannis.
Yeah,
I'm for Team Stannis Baratheon.
He kept
Stannis.
His baby upstairs in a locked closet forever. He's a horrible person.
Yo, all right, yeah, he did have his baby locked in the attic, flowers in the attic.
And then burned her alive.
And then he burned her alive. But after that, he was kind of a nice guy, you know?
The first time she came outside in years, he burns the bitch from a tree. Like, that's horrible.
come on. Yo, all right, keeping it real. I mean, I was Team Stannis. Don't get it wrong. But until he burned his child, I was against Stannis. Until he burned his child, I was against Stannis. After that, I was done with Stannis. But, you know, oh, God. I think Jon Snow should be on the throne. That's the most easy one to say. I think Jon Snow deserves to be on the throne. He's the most honorable man. He's kind of Ned Stark / Lord Commander Mormont. He's been raised by good men, and I feel like Jon Snow has the truest claim to the throne. He's Rhaegar Targaryen's
true-born son.
So, I think Jon Snow should be. I think Jon Snow's gonna should be. You know, I don't know if he survives this whole thing, but I feel like he should be on the throne. That's my guy.
You think he's gonna survive?
That's the thing. I think he should be on the throne, but I don't know if he's going to survive.
Okay, so if he doesn't survive, who should be on the throne then? Don, Don. Ooh, did you see that?
Yes. I think he should be on the. I think he has more of a claim to the throne than Daenerys does. Applaud me.
If he dies, who should be on the throne?
If he dies, I feel like they should become. If you know what, Jon Snow's the only leader that I feel like that's worthy. He's not cruel. He's not a monster. You know, Daenerys just burns people if they don't bend the knee. How can you say that she should rule Westeros? You know what I'm saying? Like, oh,
he's
be on my side or die. No. No, it has nothing to do with her being a woman. I'd rather have Sansa on the throne than Daenerys right now. That's how I'm feeling right now.
She's a tiny, pale, petite woman with white hair, okay?
That has nothing to do with it.
The only thing she can do is burn people. Like, that's her power. Leave her alone.
No. But Tyrion was going to tell her, send him to the Night's Watch. When you're cruel and burn people for not being on your side, it's hard to rule people, especially when they all despise you. I feel like that was a mistake for her to burn Sam's father and his brother, but that's just me. You know, maybe
the way they treated Sam, they deserved it, okay? The way they treated Sam, they deserved it.
Yeah, they did.
But still, that has nothing to do with the Daenerys. She burnt a family out of existence. You can't do that. He's the future of House Tully. And she was like, I gave him a choice, and if he didn't bend a knee, he's got to die. So you're basically wiping away a family in Westeros. She has no guts. She has no empathy or compassion for anybody. So I think she's almost as bad as the Mad King at this point. That's how I'm seeing it. She's almost as bad as the Mad King. Give me Jon Snow or give me independence. If Jon Snow's not the ruler of Westeros, I feel like they should separate into individual kingdoms. Back to the Seven Kingdoms again. That's how I see it. Applaud me. This one? Yes, sir. That's how I see it. How do you feel? You think I'm wrong? You think I'm wrong? She's ruthless. She's almost just like the Mad King. You there? Hello?
I am here. Okay.
So, well, how do you feel about what I just said?
No, I think you have really great points. I mean, I think you cannot speak about Daenerys without speaking about her brutality.
Yes.
I think that's important. I mean, she's made a lot of mistakes along the way. You know, especially when she was a Marine and, you know, she was irresponsible with her dragons. She was going around, like, killing babies and goats and shit. Like,
she killed the masters. No empathy whatsoever. She killed the masters. She hung them up and stapled them. She stapled them to the signs on Marine.
But they were owning people, though. Those were people. And the reason why I think those are people that she deemed as bad. She killed those people because those were people that were enslaving other people. So,
but when did she become judge, jury, and executioner?
Well, she tried to talk to them and reason with them. I mean, she always did try to have conversations with people before she burned them. You know, she would ask them nicely, too.
But remember,
these are bad people. You're doing bad things, and you're getting in my way of getting back to the throne.
But remember when she married the guy from Marine? And he was like, my father was a master, and he always spoke out against the masters, but yet you still staple his ass against one of them posts, one of them signs. Not everybody is good, and you can't judge everybody the same. So that's my problem with Daenerys. She's too quick.
Maybe Jon Snow is what will, because she's fire and he's ice. I mean, if you look at it in the way
he is fire and ice. He is fire and ice. He's fiery and ice.
I think she can be ice when she needs to be, too. I don't know when, but I'm hoping maybe they'll balance each other out. And maybe that's what the whole story is about. Maybe both of them should be on the throne. I don't know.
We'll see. That'll be the best ending, but I don't see it happening that way. But we will see.
It's called fire and ice. I mean,
yes, sir.
My whole thing is, I think Daenerys got it because rightfully, and all the elements belong to them. The throne belongs to them. They forged it.
Well,
so, but I mean, in the end, at the end, if it's the fire and ice, maybe that's what it's designed to do, to help balance them out.
Yeah, we'll see. We shall see. I cannot wait. Are you having a Game of Thrones party?
No, I don't know. We don't have any plans yet. What time does it come on again?
9 o'clock. Nine o'clock.
All right. Is there? I'm actually. I have a question I want to ask.
Yeah.
All right. How do you think the Hound will die?
The Hound?
Yeah.
I think the Hound survives.
You think the Hound survives?
I think the Hound survives.
Okay. I'll go.
The Hound survives. I think he ends up killing the mountain, and that's that. Yes, sir. I cannot wait. I can't wait till tomorrow.
So,
tomorrow should be deemed a national holiday. Game of Thrones Day. I can't wait. I cannot wait. But, yo, thank you for calling in. Thank you for participating and helping me out. I appreciate it.
I'm sure you'll hear from tomorrow.
Did you have anything else? Anything else final you want to say?
No,
I'll take another call.
Make sure we get this whole party started. I'm excited.
Let's get it on.
I don't want it to end.
I know. Six more episodes and then it's a wrap. But thank you. That is my best. Thank you for coming on. Thank you, dear. Yo, keep listening.
You.
I'm not gonna hang up on
all
you.
Right.
I'm just gonna.
All right.
All right. Thank you. Let's take another call. All right. Let's go here.
Hello.
Welcome to Boss Radio. What is the deal,
oh
buddy?
My God. I have so much to say, so much to contribute.
Let's go.
Okay.
Let's go.
All right. I hope it's not too loud because I'm at Texas Roadhouse, so I hope
it's all good.
Go ahead.
It's cool. You're good.
All right. First off, at the end of the day, if a Stark does not survive, I am done. A Stark has to survive. I don't care if the rest of Westeros is taken over by White Walkers, but a Stark has to live. All of the drama that family has been through is ridiculous. And
yeah.
If they don't come out with at least one person on top, even if it's Jon Snow, because he's a Stark too, then I'm going to feel like I was ripped off, because that whole family has suffered the most out of anybody.
Yeah,
undeservingly.
Yes. Yes, let's applaud you.
Thank you.
Absolutely, dude. I agree. The Starks have been through the ringer and back. It's almost unfair.
I mean, for no reason. For no reason.
I know. And the Lannisters keep winning everything. Go ahead, keep going.
As far as somebody who I think that will survive that is unexpected, I honestly think that Sansa will survive.
Sansa.
I don't know. Yes, I think that she will survive. And the reason is because her evolution throughout the show, because I'm going to be honest, I've been trying to rewatch before. I have failed miserably before the premiere comes. I'm only on like season 3. I think the last episode I watched was The Red Wedding. So just seeing just how her character has developed over time and, you know, knowing where she is now versus where she was in the beginning, it's night and day. And it's all been a hard-learned lesson every step of the way. So I feel like with the way that things have gone for her and the way she has evolved and adapted to every situation, she's going to be one of the people that survives.
I can see that. I agree with you. She definitely has been through the ringer, man. And she,
yeah.
I feel like she's had, besides Arya, I feel like she's had the most, and Jon Snow, I feel like she's had the most character development throughout the show, who, like, was one thing in the beginning, and became something else different in the present. So, I feel
right.
like Sansa has definitely come from a scared little girl to
a mature
woman at this point. Yeah, I agree with you.
I mean, it was more than just a scared little girl. She was just so naive. You know, I just wanted, everything's good. Thank you. Sorry. I feel like she was, you know, naive and, oh, I just want to wear little dresses and I want to be a princess and I want to have yellow haired babies with punk ass Joffrey. You know,
yeah.
I mean, she was that bad, you know,
yeah.
And where she is now, like, you know, to the point that she could sit there and watch Ramsay get his face eaten off and not even flinch.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah,
where she was in the beginning, like, it's just, I'm definitely rooting for her because she just learned it the hard way, but she learned.
And not to mention, not just that, but she also pretty much was, like, basically Littlefinger's puppet. And Littlefinger just manipulated her throughout the whole show, for the most part, until he turned the tides on him.
Right. And if I remember correctly, she was like, I may be a slow learner, but I learned. And it's And again, she learned everything the hard way. I just felt like with her character, her experiences, her journey and everything, she's not dying. Sansa's going to make it.
I think so. I think you're right. I hated Sansa in the beginning because
I think everybody did because she was so stupid.
So stupid, like, yeah.
Until she got raped. And
that's what I couldn't stand to watch. Oh, man,
got,
that was,
like,
hard to watch.
On her wedding night.
Raped on her wedding night? That was so hard to watch, man.
Nothing her character to turn around some.
But the way she went
It was actually, I think it was before then. Definitely when she really started getting in, thinking that she was getting in good with Littlefinger, she was starting to be more wise. It's like I said, I just have recently been rewatching the episodes, and, you know, you could just see. And, I mean, all of them, they're such good actors, because you could just see the internal struggle that they go through. And for her, it was like when she was still playing the game, like, you know, she was obedient, and when Joffrey was still alive and everything, and, you know, she was just like a robot. Yeah, Joffrey is the best, you know, all of that. And it was just, you knew she was terrified. You knew she was pissed, and you knew vengeance was on her. She just had, her whole thing was she had to survive first. And that's what it was. Everything else
When she was about to push Joffrey off the top of the wall, when he made her
Ned's
head. Yeah. Yeah. You're right.
I know somebody said that they thought that the Hound was going to survive. I don't think that he's going to survive. I don't think that he's going to survive, but I think he is going to die in a heroic way, and it's probably going to be with fire.
Oh, come on, don't tell me that.
He's terrified of fire. He is terrified. And
yeah,
I think he's going to face his fear.
No,
I think he's going to face his fear, and he is going to, like, it has to do with fire. He's going to come out looking awesome, but he's going to die. That's what I think. He's been having, like, a evolution thing, you know, too. And he has this weird thing with the Stark girls, with Arya and Sansa. Like,
yes,
he's
he does.
Protective of them. And it's not explained why. And I'm looking forward to understanding why.
You know,
it's like he had like a certain level of respect for Ned, but he's like protective over the girls in his own way.
Yes.
And I can't wait to figure out why.
And plus, he always wants to, like you said, I think you're right. He's going to have to overcome his fear of fire somehow in this show.
Right.
He definitely is.
Right.
It'll be to save
maybe he'll be fighting his brother.
Or something, yeah.
Yeah, maybe he'll be fighting his brother.
Or to save one of them.
That's definitely going down. That is definitely going down.
I don't think his brother's going to be the one to kill him. That would just be, like, messed up. I don't see that. I think, you know, they're definitely going to take down the mountain, you know, and his mummified self. It's like, it's really disgusting what has happened to him. It's messed up. But as far as Cersei, yeah, I can't really see her surviving, but she's just dry enough to make it.
I feel like
if she did survive, I feel like that would shock no one, because at this point she's insane. At this point,
yes.
Like, I've been trying to avoid watching the speculation videos and all of that stuff. I've been watching a lot of the recap videos and maybe things that I might have missed, but. So I don't know what the so-called predictions are, but for her, I just really, you know, it's going to go either way. Either she's going to go out or she's not. And if she doesn't, I'm really not going to be surprised at all. It figures.
And she survives in a way?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just feel like could you really be shocked if Cersei makes it? Really?
I wouldn't be shocked.
I wouldn't be shocked either.
She has nine lives. Like,
right. Right. She's going to preserve herself. As far as who's going to pick the throne, I don't know. I don't want to know yet. I want to see it unfold. But I honestly can't see past them beating the White Walkers. I know there's a lot that's going to happen with that. It's going to make the Iron Throne so trivial once they really see what is coming for them that I have no idea who's going to take over. Perhaps it will be, you know, a whole different way of running that world or whatever because of that experience. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Good. Thank you.
Who wasn't killed? Taken down the White Walker?
So much can be done in so few episodes.
Yeah, I can't. I mean, and by the way, I read at least that the last episode is supposed to be like 178 minutes long. So I could just imagine how much they are going to wrap up into that. But yeah, I don't know exactly what the humans are going to do. I have a theory that, you know, it's real cloudy because I can't see them beating the White Walkers. How?
I don't see how they beat them either. Someone's going to have to kill the Night King. That's the only way I can see it.
Yeah, and then you just said
like the ones that leave.
No. I think someone has to kill the Night King.
Who's got the dragon glass?
They all got dragon glass. They mined it from Dragonstone. But
right, because it was literally a mountain of dragon glass.
Yeah.
Whoever kills the Night King is going to end up getting killed themselves, I think.
Jon Snow's going to have to kill the Night King. Remember Melisandre's prophecy in season two, episode one, where she tells Stannis that the Long Night's going to come, the death's going to come from the north, there's going to be a hero, there's going to be Azor Ahai reborn. That's all Jon Snow, and it's going to have to happen. So that's how I see it. It's going to have to be Jon Snow. Jon Snow is the hero, but how he gets, it's a certain sword that he's going to have. So the sword's going to be called Lightbringer, which sword's going to light up in fire on fire. So we'll see exactly how that happens. That's what I'm excited to see. It's how he gets Lightbringer. During the last one night, the champion,
Lightbringer is the sword that catches on fire, right? That I think it's what's his name, Barriss or something like that. He has.
Yeah, his sword catches on fire through through magic.
The Lord of Light. Yeah.
The Lord of Light. But it's going to be a special sword that lights on fire that's going to prevent the long night. So I think Jon Snow's sword, but he has to stab a living heart for that to happen.
Right.
It's going to have to be a living heart for that to happen. So we'll see.
I know I've been watching YouTube videos. I've been obsessed. I've been recapping. I've been watching the show. I'm so hyped up that winter is finally here.
Yes.
And that is coming tomorrow. It's crazy. I hate to see the show end because it's been an amazing show, but I cannot wait for it to start. It's going, like, I don't know. I'm hyped.
I know. It's so exciting that it's coming, but at the same time, you're like, this is it. This is the end of it.
And I mean, they've had all the actors on the shows and stuff. I've been just soaking it all in because this epic show, and I swear, everybody who doesn't watch it, they have no idea how much they're missing out because it's such a good show. And after the show is over, I'm finally going to read the book. And I'm just obsessed. So,
I can't wait.
The books coming out.
I can't wait. Anything else you want to take? I'm going to get on to the next caller, man.
Right. The only thing, like I said, Team Stark. I'm rooting for the Stark. I expect there to be just more than one Stark living. They've been through hell and somehow are still around. So that's it. My prediction is that there will be some Stark at the end.
Okay. All right. I'm fucking with it. Yeah, we'll keep you on. You can still listen to it if you want. But thank you for your call,
all
man.
Right.
Let's take another caller. Let's go right here. Yo, welcome to Golf Shop Talk Radio, man. What's up, bro?
Am I on?
Yeah, you're on. Your
turn.
Yeah. Let me know.
What up, Slim?
What up now? What's going on, man? We're doing Game of Thrones, man. Do you know the questions? Who do you think is going to survive? One character that you feel is going to survive?
Man, I have no idea, but I can tell you who I want to survive.
All right, go ahead.
What? You definitely got to have some Starks live, man. It didn't do too much.
I agree.
I mean, I'm going to go with, I want to see Tyrion live.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know about that. I don't know if Tyrion's going to live.
I like Tyrion.
I don't think
Tyrion's going to make it either.
Live.
I mean, he's good.
I don't think he's going to make it.
I want to see
I don't think so.
I want to see the Hound live.
I hope the Hound lives, but
I want to see the Hound live because...
So do I. Let's applaud that.
His character is really...
He's been through the ringer in his damn
self. Yeah, you got to look at everything that happened to him. You know, he had like a moment... You know, in King's Landing with Sansa, where he was basically, like, looking out for her the whole time.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, like, remember they had that conversation, and he's like, you know, he's on some shit like, you know, like, you don't, you got a problem with me, but he's like, you know, there'll come a time when, you know, only thing standing between me and your husband will be me.
Yes. That's what he told Santa. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
And he's like, you know, he's basically like, he's been looking out for her from the rip. And, you know, he was on, he was on Arya's list, but the Hound's complicated, but you see how he's like a good guy, actually.
He's a good guy.
What if he ends up sitting on the throne in the end?
No way.
You never know.
No
never know.
The Hound on the throne?
You never know.
Nah.
This show is not going to be who you expected to be.
I want to hear it.
He stopped Stannis' brother from getting killed. Somebody else.
Yeah? No, no, you're talking about Lord Tyrell.
Yeah, he didn't have to do that.
Yeah,
he didn't have to do that.
The tourney of the Hand of the King, the tourney for Hand of the King in season one. Yeah, he did.
He didn't have to do that.
So, Lord Tyrell, that's what you're talking about. Yes.
Yeah.
He looked out for Arya for a while.
I want to see Arya too, man.
I want to see Arya. I want to see Arya, Lou.
I think she will.
Bran.
I would be shocked.
I want Sansa and Bran
if she dies. Honestly, I don't see any of them dying except for Jon Snow.
I want to see Theon live, honestly.
Yeah, he has to, man.
Theon's been through a lot, man. You know, I feel bad for him, honestly.
Me too.
Yeah, because really his dad, like, gave him up.
Yeah. His dad gave him up. He got his dick cut off.
He was never one of his Starks, and he knew he was never a Stark.
But the Starks treated him like family.
Like a Stark.
I mean, you know, like Rob always had a moment. You know, he remember when they found the direwolves? He had a moment with Jon Snow. Like, it's always been moments to remind him that he's not a Stark, but they treated him really good. And I mean, I don't think he understands that until he goes back to the Iron Islands and sees how his dad's treating him. But at that point, he just kind of wants to impress his dad so much.
Yes.
But
you know,
he really forgets
him. It's the
I
same
think
as
he kind of welds together the ideas that, you know, the Iron Islands is kind of like got this noble aspect to it, kind of like how Stark does, but it never did, and they're like thieves and criminals, basically.
Yeah, Reavis and Reavis.
You know, he always went back. And was always talking about it in a sense of, like, you know, like, remember he was on his way there, they're like, oh, they're going to be, like, you know, there's going to be, like, a big celebration for my return.
Yeah.
And nobody cares.
How
like,
are you doing
of,
here?
No one even knows who you
people.
Are. Yes.
You know, like, once he went over there, I mean, and then, you know, he has a moment, too. You remember Bolton's bastard was really messing with his head. Remember when he freed him? He's like, come with me. And he had a moment. Remember right before that, he like tricked him and brought him back. And he's like, what the hell? Well, the thing about it was, he had a moment where he told Bolton. He told Ramsay, he's like, yo. You know, before he found out that he was like, when he thought he was helping him, he's like, you know. He's like, I made the wrong choice. Like, I'm on the wrong side. Like, he admitted it, you know?
Yeah.
And he said that his dad died in King's Landing.
Yes, that's when he finally acknowledges that Ned Stark is his father, was his real father. And
at that moment, that kind of just symbolizes everything that happens to him afterwards. It's kind of like Rob trusted him to do something for him, and he kind of stabbed him in the back. But, you know, you can't be too mad at Theon, you know, to be in that situation.
Yeah.
Because it's like,
I mean,
he's like a child when they took him, so he doesn't fully understand that the Iron Islands, it's like when he was young, you know, so I don't think he realizes that the Iron Islands are basically like, not as good as he thinks. Like, he thinks they have, like, a noble aspect, like how Stark does, but it doesn't at all. And he kind
of
pieces that together later on.
Yeah,
and it just didn't work out that way.
I mean, his sister told him, like, you know, she said, don't stay here. Like, like, this crap you pulled, everybody wants you dead. And they're like, don't stay here. Like, she's like, she said, don't stay here. Come home with me. Don't die.
Yeah, don't die so far from the sea.
And
so
he
was
broken,
man.
Theon was broken.
You want Theon to survive?
I think Theon's going to survive.
I want him to survive.
You think Theon's going to survive, or you just want him to survive?
Not only do I want Theon to survive, I want him to survive and have, like, a part in, you know, the whole aspect of the new king. The new king.
I
want him to play a role in that.
I think him and Sansa are going to get together.
No,
I don't know why.
No. There's no way.
It don't matter. It don't mean that they still can't.
No
he
way.
Has no twig or berry.
They still can't be together.
Twig and
no.
berry. No, hell no.
No, that's not happening.
That ain't going to happen. Yo, who do you think is going to, who do you think is going to,
sit on the Iron Throne.
Who do you think should sit on the Iron Throne when it's all said and done?
Jon Snow, hands down.
I agree.
Yeah, I think so too.
Applaud it.
I think he deserves it.
So,
he was
when you think
him.
About people left over, who would make a good king? I mean, I think there's plenty of good candidates.
He'd
like,
be
I
the
think
best.
Tyrion would be a good king.
I agree.
I don't know.
I agree.
About that. Go ahead.
I think Tyrion will be a good king. I think Jon Snow. I think Jon Snow is just the best option. Like say like somebody like he's smart. He's got a bit of honor with him, you know.
Yeah, he's definitely honorable.
He's a great warrior.
I mean. People follow him. He's a good leader. People follow him. They believe in him.
I don't see that as you know.
Yeah.
But like
yeah.
Jon Snow's honorable, but Jon Snow's also been through the mud, so he knows that you know. Jon Snow knows that it's a bit of a dirty work to it, you know. Like, he didn't
There's
want to kill those people that killed him. He didn't want to kill those people, but he knew he had to.
Yes.
You know,
I
like,
agree.
He slipped through the mud and back. I mean, he would die for this shit, you know what I mean?
I love Jon Snow. Jon Snow is my favorite character on Game of Thrones today.
Jamie's going to die.
Who's going to die?
I think Jamie's going to die.
I hope Jamie doesn't die, man.
I hope Jamie doesn't die. I do not want Jamie to die at all.
Think about it, Jamie's not a bad guy.
No, he's not. But come on, I don't want Jamie to die, man.
I think Jamie's going to die. I think a lot. Circle right now. The Lannisters are going to be done, man. Coming full circle. You know, Cersei and Jamie.
Your phone's breaking up, bro. I can't really hear you.
Yo, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, that house is coming to an end, you know? Tywin is dead. Tyrion is basically on another side.
And he doesn't even like
deflecting. Jaime's deflecting from Cersei's, and she's not going to like that.
Do you really think that
Jamie made a vow, and he,
I think so.
And he's going to go fight.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I think everybody's going to see exactly. Jamie's going to die, and Jamie's going to have a moment to like prove himself to everybody because he's had that whole cloud over his back with the Kingslayer stuff, and nobody understands that as far as him with the whole. You know, killing the king, that it was necessary, that he had to do it. They don't know the full story. It's just like Ned walks in on him, sees him pulling a knife out his back, and it's like, oh, Kingslayer. But it was much deeper than that.
True.
You know, he came to the king and told him, like, yo, look, my dad's going to betray you, basically.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to team up with Robert's Rebellion. He's going to turn on you. like, just kind of hand it over peacefully. And he told Jaime, he's like, you know what? Burn them all.
Yeah,
burn them all.
Let's kill them all. Let's kill everybody. We're going to burn down the whole
bring me. He said, bring me back your dad's head and burn them all.
Yes, that's exactly what happened.
So, I mean, at the end of the day, I think Jamie's going to have a chance to prove himself that he's not like this backstabbing guy that everybody thinks he is. But Jaime is missing a hand now. He's not the sword fighter that he was.
True.
And I got a weird feeling, man. I think Uncle Benjen's not dead.
I think Uncle Benjen's dead, dude.
I
think Uncle Benjen's dead, bro.
I think Uncle Benjen's going to rise from the ashes like a phoenix and save the day.
What's the one thing you said about Lady Stark and everybody coming back from the dead on the Night King side? You said something about
what if he raises everybody in the Winterfell crypts?
Yeah.
On his side. So what if he gets a headless Ned, Lady Stark, whoever's in the Winterfell crypts? What if he raises the dead down there? Because he's a necromancer. So he can raise the dead. So I'm saying, what if he makes it all the way to Winterfell and makes it inside the Winterfell crypts and starts raising old guys from the to fight against the heroes that we have today? That'd be crazy.
And they're fighting their family.
Like Ned's fighting Arya and shit. Yeah. Like, that'd be crazy. That's what I'm saying. So we'll see. Any last words?
You know what? At the end of the day, we honestly, when we could talk about it to a blue in the face, we have no idea what's going to happen.
Exactly. That's the beauty about it.
And it's not going to be what you expect at all. What you think is going to happen is not going to happen.
We could have a moment, right, where let's just say, you know, Cersei said she wasn't dealing with it. She's like, oh, I'm going to just chill here, you know, let them deal with that, right?
Yeah.
What if we have a moment where they're, like, losing, and then Cersei is the one who kind of, like, comes and saves the day? I'm like, anything
to
that
rescue?
Happens,
that'd be crazy.
Maybe because she saw what they're up against.
That'd be crazy, bro. But, yo, thank you for the call, man. Yo, I'll see you tomorrow night. Tomorrow morning.
Hey,
go Braves.
Go Braves.
Thanks for the call, bro. Let's go. All right, let's take another call.
The King in the North. The King in the North. Come on. The King in the
North. The King in the North. Welcome to Barbershop Talk Radio. Hello. You're on the air, mother. Yeah?
I'm just listening.
I'm gonna put you on hold. You can still. Okay, let's go. Chanel. All right.
Hello.
Chanel, welcome to Barbershop Talk on the ADO. What's up? What you thinking here? What we got going here? It's Game of Thrones time.
I think one of the Stark girls are going to be. One of the Stark girls are going to do it.
Do what?
They're going to be the one.
To do what?
To run the 70s.
Sit on the throne?
I can see that.
Yes, they are.
What?
What if it's Arya?
I don't really like Sansa, but
I think it'll be Arya.
Is going to sit on the throne?
I think Arya's going to do it. Yep.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
I can see that.
I never thought of that one.
She's going to get that sword. She's going to do it. Wow.
We will see. Now,
that's my
who
prediction.
Who do you think's going to survive? Who do you think's going to survive?
That part I'm not sure of. I think definitely Snow, the Stark girls. Maybe the mother of dragons. I don't know.
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think she's done. I think she's doomed.
How's she gonna die though? You think she's gonna die?
I think she's dead. I think she's gonna die by the Night King. You know what? I don't know. I think she's gonna have. I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know.
I think or one of her dragons are gonna kill her.
Yeah.
That'd
be
ironic. The dragon that turns. Maybe the dragon that turned will get her.
I don't know. I don't know. I can't wait. I can't wait.
There's so many different theories, like, on
so many different
what could
things
happen.
That can happen. You know, I can't wait.
I know you hated Daenerys.
Wait.
You hated Daenerys since day one.
Yeah. She's horny. She's cruel. She's cruel.
Yeah.
She's cruel.
Yeah. She is cruel. That's there. Yeah. That's what, when your aunt was saying, like, oh, she's doing it for people, for bad people. So if I went outside and somebody was a bad person, I could just staple them to the stop sign.
Yeah, yeah.
She
was like stapling people to the stop sign.
I could burn them alive.
Yeah. Ruthless, evil. Not evil, but
I
ruthless.
Thought they were bad, like.
I'm not feeling her. So I think Jon Snow should be on the throne. You said one of the Stark girls. I don't know about that. But okay.
Yep.
I could see Arya. Or if any of the Stark girls would be
Arya. Doesn't want to rule.
Arya's going to do it. Why?
They don't want it until it's put in front of their face.
Okay. All right, well.
It comes down to who sits there first, right?
That's your prediction?
Yep, that's my prediction. Arya's going to be it. All right,
well.
There you go.
Thank you for the call, my dear.
No problem. Good luck tomorrow.
Well, thank you. Well, thank you. We play at 10 o'clock. You want to come on out and check us out? But all right, I will hit you up tomorrow. And thank you. We're taking another call.
No,
welcome to Barbershop Talk Radio. What's up, Chante? You there? Hello.
Yes, I'm here.
What's going on? How you doing?
I'm good. I'm marvelous.
Marvelous, marvelous. All right, let me hear some predictions. Okay, the question is, who do you think is going to survive out of everybody? One character that's the whole thing.
Arya.
See, everybody's saying Arya. Why are you shocked about that?
I'm not shocked about that.
You are. You're
not
like,
at all.
Arya.
I know.
Oh,
I'm trying to raise deeper imagination, that's all.
I mean,
Arya's definitely a given. I think Arya's definitely a given. That's all.
I don't think she's given.
She's a trained assassin. She's not going to die. I think you're going to think she's gone, but she's really not.
She can use the faces.
Yeah, she can use faces. She's magic now.
She can change faces. So I think she's going to be a survivor.
I forgot about the faces.
Okay. All right. I can see that. Arya definitely.
Yeah.
All right, that was quick and easy. Now, who do you think should be on the throne?
Oh, geez. I think I like Daenerys.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew you were going to say
you
that.
Hate her. I knew you
hate her. A lot of people like Daenerys, though.
I knew you were going to say that. I mean,
if not her, then Jon Snow. But that's it. That's the only people I want on the throne.
I think there are only two options at this point.
Or them two together.
Or together.
Yeah.
I think there are only two options at this point.
Honestly, the way they're going to end it at the end of the is going to be those two together. If they're not killed, it's going to be them two together.
Both surviving. I just don't see it.
Really?
I can't see it. I cannot see both of those guys surviving. No way. It's Game of Thrones.
I think
killed Ned Stark in season one.
If one of them dies, I think it's going to be Daenerys, but...
I agree.
Yeah, just because it's something that... one of the scenes from season 7, I think who was it? Right there, and he was, like, saying, like, what happens if you get killed or something? Who's going to... Who's your...
heir. Oh, yeah, your heir. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Tyrion said that to Daenerys.
Like,
yes, he did.
Yeah,
and she was like, well, I'm worried about right now. I'm not worried about the future and all that. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
When I heard that, I was like, oh, she ain't making it.
he was talking about the line of succession. Like, what are you going to do after if something happens to you? Like, who's going to take the throne after that? So that makes me think that she's not going to survive. Okay.
I don't think she's going to make it. doesn't look too
just
good for her.
But,
it'd be nice if
that's
did.
Cool. I mean, Daenerys, man, I cannot wait. I don't know. I don't know about Daenerys surviving. I just don't see her surviving. But I do see.
No.
I actually want her to survive, but I think she's cruel. So I don't want her to be on the Iron Throne, but I do want her to survive. I want her to be a regular lady in the court, Jon Snow's wife, where he's the king.
Yeah.
Jon Snow deserves to be the king, but this Night King problem's not going to go away.
Somebody's going to have to kill
him. I basically see they're going to deal with the Night King first.
Yes.
And then deal with Cersei afterwards. So
go for the Iron Throne.
If they deal with the White Walkers and the Night King first, and a dragon at this point, then they're going to deal with Cersei and whoever's the king.
But Cersei's not going to be. Who's left with Cersei? Didn't everybody go with Jaime?
Cersei usurped the throne.
Yes.
She had no rights to the throne, but she just took it.
I'm saying,
after her son killed himself, she shouldn't have been
after the Night King
ruler.
When they go for the Iron Throne, who does Cersei have on her side? Who's left on her side?
Well, she's buying the iron. She has the iron bank, and they're getting cell source from Braavos.
Oh, okay.
That's what Greyjoy went to go do at the end. Remember, he acted like he was scared of the White Walkers.
Yeah.
And she's like, "Oh, he's not a coward. He went to go get the iron bank. We have the iron bank on our side.
The iron bank
on her side is because they took all the Tyrell's money when." I think Tyrion's a traitor. I'm saying it right now. I think Tyrion's a traitor. There's so many coincidences that shouldn't have happened, but that happened. The fact that when they had the Tyrells, and they had the Greyjoys, and they had Dorne, the Marcells, when they were going to take. The Martells back to go get their army. Somehow they were attacked in the middle of the night. They know exactly where they were. I think that's because of Tyrion. Tyrion's a traitor. He's a traitor! Tyrion's a traitor. Tyrion's a traitor. You heard it here first. Okay? And then after that, when he sent Daenerys' forces, the Unsullied, to Castle Rock, and nobody was there. And then while they're attacking Castle Rock, the Lannister forces is attacking the Tyrells without having backup. So
you think that was all?
Yeah, I think it was all planned by Tyrion. That's how I feel. I might be wrong. I hope I'm wrong because Tyrion. I love Tyrion. I've always loved Tyrion. But if he is a traitor, that will be one of the biggest shocks.
He just don't seem like a
Game of Thrones history. He doesn't seem like it, but there's too many weird coincidences that have been happening.
Like
that
Littlefinger and Daenerys. We knew they were traitors.
That
we
have been putting down Daenerys. Like when Daenerys, when Jon Snow sent the Raven, when they were trapped beyond the wall, and they needed her help, he was trying to talk Daenerys out of there because he does not want Jon Snow and Daenerys to be together. That's how I see it. What do you think, Shantae?
I don't think so.
No? You don't think Tyrion's a traitor? He's a traitor.
He loves his brother, but he hates his sister. I don't think he would.
If he hated his sister and she didn't kill him, and we don't see what they say at the end of that episode when he goes in there and talks to her, that she comes out and says that she's going to do something, did Tyrion know that she was lying? That's what I want to know.
I don't think he knew. No, I don't think he did.
I think he knew. I think he just went out there and told her to go tell Daenerys whatever she wanted to hear. And, we're going to call our banners, da-da-da-da-da, and then walk away. Why didn't they show the end of that episode, that conversation? I feel like Tyrion's a traitor. That's what I feel. That's what I think. That's what I think. I think
so long as I am your king, treason shall never go unpunished.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, God.
As long as I'm your king, treason shall never go unpunished. Yes. Tyrion is committing treason. I think he is. And I might be wrong. He's an oathbreaker.
But just like with Littlefinger and Varys, everybody knew that they were snakes. I just don't see it with Tyrion. I don't get that vibe.
I don't want to think so, but I'm just feeling that. I'm just getting this vibe that Tyrion's a traitor.
You might be wrong.
Tyrion drinks and he knows things, but he's not a traitor.
He's a traitor. I just don't believe in him, man. Don't be shocked if once you find out that Tyrion's been betraying Daenerys the whole time. The whole time!
Yeah, but he tried with her in the very beginning. She wasn't listening to him.
She listened to him, something bad happened. He was wrong. Tyrion was wrong.
He was just off his game a little bit.
His game? This is war. You can't be off your game. Now, they lost three houses. The Tyrells have been wiped from existence because of his off his game. They lost the Greyjoys and their fleet because he was off his game. Who else? The Tyrells.
Yeah.
They lost the Tyrells, the Greyjoys, and Dorne. They lost three houses that pledged themselves to Daenerys. So it's basically by herself again, except for the fact that she was able to throw that nookie at Jon Snow and get him on the board. You know what I'm saying? Can I have some of it? Ooh, can I have some of it? Sweet Dick John. So that's the only reason that's the only allies that she really has at this point. Besides the fact that she has the Dothraki and the Unsullied and two dragons. But she had way more than that until Tyrion single-handedly, by making mistakes, shrunk her army by half. Applaud me.
She still has more than 11.
But she still should have more, okay? She should still have more. The fact that he somehow, Dorne and the Greyjoys were attacked in the middle of the night for moving, except for people on Daenerys' war council, and yet she lost them. And the fact that she lost the Reach, a.k.a. House Tyrell, is because Tyrion sent Daenerys' forces to Casterly Rock, where nobody was at, and allowed Jaime to take over Lady Olenna, the Queen of Thorns, and
basically
wiped them from existence.
Maybe him and Jaime are working together.
Tyrion is a traitor.
He wouldn't do it for Cersei, but he would do it for Jaime.
He's doing it. I don't know why he's doing it, but
I think he's doing it.
The fact that you have to admit that something's fishy there, Shantae. You can't sit here and act like something fishy is not going on there.
I think he's trying to protect his brother.
Yeah,
I think he was trying to protect his brother.
When he was watching Daenerys destroy the Lannister army and Samwell Tarly's family army, he was watching it. He was just basically cheering for. He's supposed to be on Daenerys' side, but he was basically cheering and frowning upon the fact that she was killing them.
He didn't want to see his brother burnt to death.
Of course he didn't want to see his brother burnt to death, but at the same time he was like basically, listen, war is war. So if you're on either you're on my side or you're on the other side.
You're
with me or against me. And the way he was looking was like he was basically upset that the fact that she was doing after he tried to talk her out of even doing it in the first place. Remember, he was like, oh, take this one arrow, and then, you know, this is all for nothing. So he told her not to even go destroy the Lannister army in the first place with one dragon. And she did it anyway. So I feel like Tyrion's a traitor. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. And I feel like he's dead. So You there?
Yes.
I feel like he's dead.
I feel like Tyrion's going to end up dying.
Oh, man. Don't
I feel like Tyrion's going to die. I think he's a traitor. That's just how I feel. I mean, I might be wrong. I hope I'm wrong. Because Tyrion's one of my favorite characters. He is.
Yeah.
But I feel like he's a traitor.
I think he's wanting to be a traitor.
He's a traitor. but yo, anything else you gotta? Oh, wait, hold up. Anything else you gotta say? Any last words? Anything else on your chest? You want to get off?
Did you talk about? I missed the beginning part. Did you talk about if you think Jamie's gonna live or not?
I think Jamie's gonna live. Kim doesn't think Jamie's gonna survive.
I think he's gonna want to kill the Night King. Cersei?
You think who's gonna kill Jamie?
I think Cersei's gonna kill Jamie.
Cersei?
Jamie.
I think she's gonna kill her own brother.
I think if anybody kills Cersei, it's gonna be probably Jamie.
Yeah.
No, Tyrion. She's gonna kill Jamie because she said, "Don't betray me again."
Yeah.
She told
him
that. I think she's gonna, because he went out to, you know, he still marched to go help them. I think she's gonna find out. She's gonna get mad, and she's gonna be the one to kill him. Mark my words.
Maybe. Well, she's pregnant with his baby, so I don't know. I don't see her killing her brother. She had an opportunity to kill her brother, but she didn't.
Yeah, and I think she will next time.
Okay. I wouldn't be shocked. But I think he's gonna kill her. That you said that's your prediction.
That's
what you say?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think one of the Starks were gonna kill her.
No, I think one of the her own brothers is gonna kill her.
Either Jamie or Tyrion.
Either Jamie or Tyrion gonna kill her. But I still think Tyrion's a traitor.
You spend too much time worrying about what other people think of you.
I could care less what anyone thinks of me.
That's what you want people to think of you. A lion doesn't concern himself with the opinions of a sheep.
Yes, sir. The lion doesn't concern himself with the opinions of a sheep. Yeah, but yo, listen, we're about to end this. But thank everybody for calling in and being a part of this. I appreciate it. I cannot wait. I cannot wait till tomorrow. I cannot wait. Oh, wait. Let's hear the King of the North.
The King of the North.
The King of the North. The King of the North. The King of the North.
Yo, thanks everybody for calling in. I appreciate it, man. I definitely do. I actually got more calls than I expected, but I definitely appreciate everybody and your support. And man, this means a lot. I can't wait till tomorrow.
Maybe
man.
We'll do a recap tomorrow.
Maybe we'll do a recap or something. You know, get our Game of Thrones bars off our chest if it's not too late. But man, that was special, man. Like I really. Really appreciated it all. Like, I mean, just everybody that called in and just listened, I appreciate it. Like, it really means a lot to me, you know. I can't wait. I cannot wait. I can't wait.
24 hours. Well, 23 24
hours. 24 hours till G-T.
O-T.
I'll call Game Thrones.
Game
G-O-T?
Of Thrones.
Yeah, G-O-T. Got
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones. I mean, the most exciting thing about this is that we don't know what's going to happen. Nobody knows what's going to happen.
And what you think is going to happen is not going to happen.
And what we think is going to happen is not going to happen.
And never does.
I don't know.
We'll see you tomorrow.
What is going on? I don't know what's going to happen.
What?
I can't
wait.
This first
see.
Episode, like I said, like Cena said, one of the episodes is, what should I say? She said it was I forget what she said exactly, what the time was, but I know the first two episodes are definitely 60 minutes.
Yeah,
I said that, but she said something about another episode, so.
Yeah, you said first two episodes were 60 minutes, and then it was an hour and a half after that.
Do we have any Game of Thrones-y music to end this
week? No, I took it off because
it's
taking up too much space.
We don't have any, King of the North. We had the King of the North, and then what other Game of Thrones thingies we got?
Yeah, it was taking up too much space, so I took it off.
Right.
That one.
Well, I guess King of the North. What's that? What was that
it's
one?
It's not an opinion, it's a fact.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Let's do that one.
That's not an opinion, it's a fact.
Tywin.
What's wrong? Don't like being called boy?
What's that
Why one? Are you here?
I thought you used that.
Why are you here? Why are you here?
Yo, thank you guys. Thank you guys for being here. And see you guys tomorrow. Let's go. Game of Thrones, baby. The King of the North.